My name is Anne Godson, and I was born in 1937. And my parents were John Pirrie McKenzie and Marguerite Louise McKenzie. He was the brewer, head brewer at Bentley's Yorkshire Brewery. His father came down from Scotland to work at Clarkson's Brewery in Barnsley, and he grew up in Barnsley and moved to the brewery in 1933, I think. He had to go in every day, in the evening, most evenings, and I would go down with him. And he would walk round the vats and just check everything was all right. I learnt to drive down there. He just left me in the car and I drove in and out the loading bays.
Well, how did you get into the brewery?
We went in through the bottom gate.
You didn't go through a sort of little side gate near the railway?
We often came out that way because Dad would go up to the office after he'd been round the brewery, the brewing department.
And what was he doing when he was going round the brewery?
He was just checking that the brew was brewing correctly. And he would take measurements sometimes, dip a thermometer into a vat.
Were there lots of people there when you went round?
Not at night time. There was just a night watchman, really.
Right, so all the workers had gone home when your dad went to have a look.
When I was doing the driving in and out, of the, sometimes lorries would come back and just pull in the bay for the night and the driver would go home.
And what can you remember about the buildings? Just describe the buildings to me.
Well, the office was up at the top by the railway line, and then the brewery itself ran down the hill to the bottom gate, and you went through a second arch, which is no longer there, I don't think. And then the cooper's shop was on the left-hand side, and a big barrel store on the right, and then further down were all these loading bays. There would be 8 or 10 loading bays. I can't remember what was opposite them. And then after that, it was the sports field.
And what was it like inside the brewery?
It was clean, like stone floors, big metal vats. Basically, there were probably 6 or 8 vats, which were at different stages of brew.
And did he go round
each individual one on a night time, yeah.
There used to be something called slate vats. Yeah. Do you remember seeing those?
Well, these vats would be made of slates with like a metal lining.
Do you know what your dad did during the day then? Did he spend his time in the brewery itself?
He spent his time in the brewery itself. I don't think he spent much time in the office.
And is there anything about the fact that it was on a hill that you can remember?
No, it sloped up to the office. And we used to walk up the slope, come out the bottom door sometimes, walk up the slope to the office and then go out the top gate and up home, yeah.
What about the connection to the railway when you were young? Were there still railway wagons coming into the brewery yard?
Not that I know of, no, I think that had finished.
So it was all lorries,
was it? It was all lorries, yes.
And what about any of the people who worked at the brewery? Can you remember any of their names and what they did?
The only person I remember Charlie Tate. He was the office manager.
And why would you remember him? That's
I think he was a personal friend of the family as well as working with my dad.
What would you say the atmosphere amongst the people in the brewery was?
I would say it was a very friendly business. Everybody knew one another. And it was a small business that, like small businesses are, you know who you work with.
So there wasn't a sort of differentiation between the senior management and they weren't aloof in any way from the ordinary workers?
I don't think so, no. Once I went to boarding school, that was it. I didn't go much after that, apart from when I learnt to drive.
What else can you remember about your early days in Woodlesford? Where did you live to start with?
We lived in Applegarth House. And I remember during the war there was a searchlight behind the house. It had 4 downstairs rooms and 4 bedrooms, I think, and a bathroom. Big kitchen with a large pantry off it.
Did it have many outhouses?
It had some stables up at the top. Because I kept my rabbit up there. And the coal house was up there. And it had a sort of lean-to on the back door. Well, it wasn't back, really. It was at the side. Everybody used the back door. It went straight into the kitchen.
And what about the grounds?
There was a formal lawn at the front and, like, rose beds down the right-hand side. And the yard came up right up to the left-hand side. And behind there was a rockery that went up towards the stable block and another small lawn.
But it was quite a big garden. Yeah,
and we kept hens at one side because it was wartime when I was there most of the time.
So you lived at Applegarth House. Tell me what happened next.
I can't remember when we moved to Lawrence House, but we moved down to the bottom end, from the top end of the village down to the bottom end.
And was it a bigger house?
Well, it was a bigger house, yes, but it was split in two. So it was semi-detached, if you like. A large chunk had been sort of lopped off it and made into a separate house. And there was a cottage in the yard.
So there were other people living in that separate part then?
Yes, right. Yes.
Did you go to church yourself?
Oh, yes. So you, funny enough, my mother and I both were confirmed together when I was about 16. But we weren't confirmed at Woodlesford Church. I think she didn't want people to know. We went to Beckwithshaw in Harrogate, of all places, and were confirmed there. But we used to, she used to go to church regularly. My mum did. Dad didn't go, but mum did.
And do you think that was for social reasons or for religious reasons?
A bit of both, I think, because even towards the end, she was fairly religious. My mother used to do garden parties with any prophets going to the church. Mum used to bake. Mum and her minions used to bake. And I can remember baking like mad for this cake stall that they used to run. I think it was well known as a bed to get your cakes on that day. The whole garden was taken up with like stalls selling white elephants and stuff like that. But there was a big lawn in front of the garden and a large billiard room attached to the side. So if it was wet, they could go into the billiard room. And they ran the billiard room as, you know, with the stalls in there. So they didn't actually come into the house much at all. My mother definitely ran these garden parties with a committee from All Saints Church.
Go back to your dad a bit. Your dad was the head brewer at Bentley's. Did he drink his own products?
Oh, yes, he did. When we were at Applegarth, he used to go down to the Two Pointers. And during the war, he was an ARP warden.
And what did that involve?
Well, he used to go out and make sure all the blackout was in place. That's all I remember him doing. And I, as I say, I remember there was a big searchlight in the field behind the house. It was operated by the army. They used to use the yard for the motorcycles at the back of our house quite often.
Was that the Home Guard, do you think?
No, I think they were regular army because one of them was my brother's godfather. During the war, they were sort of placed at what they called strategic points, I would think.
Did you know the vicar?
Yes. I can't remember his name.
Don Ivor James.
Ah, that's it. Ivor James. He married me and he gave me all the instruction I needed for my confirmation. So, right. And he promised the village ladies that once I'd got married, he would retire, but he didn't. It was a big wedding. We had 190 odd there, so
right.
I think it was probably the biggest wedding in his career.
And where did you have the reception?
At Leventhorpe Hall.
What happened to your father then? He's the head brewer during the war. Do you know how long he stayed at the brewery and what happened to him?
Well, he died in 1965 and he worked. So he worked at the brewery all his life.
So he was still there that period?
Yes, he was. He'd suffered with ulcers all his life. And so he went in for a major operation and he never came out. It's as simple as that.
Was he like the top man at the brewery?
He was the top man in charge of the brewing the beer. Whitbreads took it over. I can't remember when. But he transferred and kept his job and everything when Whitbreads took it over. And he used to go to meetings in London regularly when Whitbreads took it over.